Welcome back to Bush League Sports, episode 8 coming up. We've got a college football week 1 review, a lot of good games going on, and then we've got an NFL week 1 preview. We're going to do a couple segments. We've got lightweight of the week, upset of the week, a good over-under, and one of my personal favorites, a nice big 3 today. Tune in, enjoy the episode, let's rock and roll. Coming live at you, first episode after Labor Day weekend. Guys, what'd you do over the break? It's been a minute.
Mac?
Hung with the boys.
What'd you do, Jake?
I went to the U.S. Open up in New York City.
Really? The Big Apple? The Big Apple. How was that?
It was fun. I don't know. I get bored of watching tennis after you sit there. We were there on Sunday for 11 hours straight.
Did you watch the phenomenal 15-year-old?
We did twice.
Seriously?
Yeah.
She played twice in one day?
Well, like, we went two different days. She played doubles one day, singles the other.
Oh, did you see both number one ranked female and male get upset?
I saw Djokovic lose. I did not see Osaka.
That was crazy, man. It was last minute.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough tennis for this month.
This year.
Yeah. it's enough tennis for
last
this
Last time
decade.
We talked about Wimbledon, we got roasted on... for talking about tennis too much, so
yes,
we'll dial it back for you guys.
We're done with that, but college football started this weekend. Any big takeaways, thoughts?
My Gamecocks didn't look too good. I guess we'll start with that, considering we have a little tie-in.
Did we have a bet on that?
We did. I think I owe you $5.
I think you do, too. Because the North Carolina Tar Heels had a fantastic fourth quarter on Saturday.
I wouldn't call the Tar Heels fantastic. I would call our quarterback bad. And now he's out for the year with a foot injury. Broke his foot on the last play of the game.
I saw that. But either way you call it, North Carolina's 1-0. Mac, how did your team fare this weekend?
I'm a Notre Dame fan, and I was not happy with last night's performance. So I hope we drop the Rangers and we're not up at 9 or going higher, because we were very, very poor effort last night against Louisville.
You won 35-17, though.
It was kind of an ugly 35-17, though.
But it's at Louisville. They have a new coach. I think Louisville looked pretty solid.
Their quarterback, Juwan Pass, is incredible. He's literally Lamar Jackson. And he trained under Lamar when he was still there at Louisville. So, I mean, pretty good.
I just want to point out that, like, my top three schools for college, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and South Carolina. Ole Miss lost to Memphis. Tennessee lost to Georgia State, and South Carolina lost to North Carolina. So, rough weekend for my top three.
I mean, you're not really invested in any of those schools except for South Carolina, so...
I'm just saying, if I go there, that's what the state of the team program's going to be at, so it's rough.
You're voluntarily going to a rebuilding program. I'm sorry.
I should probably go to Bama.
Did you see Team USA basketball?
Saw Lucas mentioned something about it, like how they should have free throws or something. I know they should have lost.
Yeah, they should have lost to Turkey.
Do you want to explain what happened there?
I mean, they were just down, and Turkey just had multiple chances to put the game away. USA kept fouling, and then Turkey kept missing. And then so they missed 4 consecutive free throws in the last, like, 15 seconds
Turkey
of game
did?
Time. Yeah.
Damn.
And then Chris Middleton got, like, a wide-open fast break off one of those misses and got fouled and missed. And then hit both free throws to go up 1, and then they just missed a 3. They could have won it. But the whole deal is, like, Turkey is nowhere close to the best team in that tournament. Like, Greece is in it, so Giannis. Like, CeeDee Osman from Cleveland was, like, giving us buckets.
I mean, also keep in mind, the USA team is nowhere near what it could be. Didn't Tatum get hurt, too?
Yeah, at the...
What happened to him? Like, is he out for a while? Is it just, like...
He'll be out for a couple games in the tournament. I don't know. I'm not sure how long it is.
It won't affect his Celtics play, though.
Not at all. Yeah, I mean, it was just like a rolled ankle.
The NBA starting up back soon.
I know. Football distracts you from it. You don't think about it.
That's just so nice, though. Just everything. There's so much more to talk about.
Yeah. We've officially made it through, like, the summer where it's just... And we started the podcast in the summer, too, didn't we? So it's like there's a lot less to talk about right
when we started the podcast. It was like baseball. And
baseball sucks.
We started with NBA free agency.
Yeah.
Baseball's starting to heat up, though. Playoff race coming down.
How are the Mets doing?
I think they're 4 out of the wild card right now. They were looking good, then they got swept by the
Well, the Braves Phillies. Swept them.
Phillies. I don't know if that's... It's either... I think it was a...
games run together. They play too many.
It was a Cubs.
You know what it was?
Did Cubs you see the Cubs snake at the Cubs
game? Yeah, that was dope.
That was epic.
I don't know how they didn't shut that one down by the time...
How much money of beer do you think was spent to make that Cubs snake?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
So...
I don't know if that's true or not.
Now is it like the back of his hand?
Yeah, it was the Cubs that we got swept by. Actually, we got swept back-to-back Atlanta and Cubs. So
that kind of that's embarrassing. Chicago.
Max, our fellow... Max, our Chicago native.
Yeah, big.
What? I don't even know, like, what is that? Like, that's, like, such a weird accent just to make your
eight. I lost it, though. It's gone.
It's like a mix of, like, a New York, Boston, just kind of all thrown together
Chicago.
To me.
Chicago. I don't know how to describe it to someone.
When we were in Newark, I don't know if there's anything more annoying than a person on the subway in New York just screaming. Like, you know how just New York people are just loud with their accent?
They talk too fast.
I don't know if there's anything more annoying than, like, when you're on the subway just minding your own business, you got someone screaming next to you.
Did anyone on your subway, like, were they, like, playing the drums for tips or something with their hands?
I mean, outside of the U.S. Open, there was, like, dude singing. Like, there was a dog dressed up in a Mets jersey just chilling. The dude was just taking tips without dressing up his dog.
Did you tip him?
No. Terrible. Actually, my mom might have.
Okay, good.
No, there was no one.
Somebody needs
drugs.
To respect that hustle. So, we just got news. Zeke might sign to a 6-year extension.
Yeah, I don't know if it's official yet, but I just got a little update on ESPN. It says possible 6-year deal, which would, because he's still got 2 years left on this contract, which would tie him up for 8 years. Jeez. Which at that point, I don't know if he ever even enters free agency. Basically, he's a Cowboy for life if he signs that.
Well, if he doesn't, week one, you know who's starting? Tony Pollard.
Monday. Speaking of week one, we got fantasy first week. Cade's got Zeke, so I'm kind of hoping he doesn't come back because Cade's been really confident Zeke's coming back, but. Mac, who do you play this week?
I play Aventi, and he is projected to be the best team in the league. So
should be a tough week one.
I'm the second best team in the league, so good matchup.
So what do you
basically
play?
Whoever wins this matchup will win the championship. But
fantasy can't come back without people just being overly confident about their teams. Uh-huh. They go hand in hand.
I think Venti might be for the 2 years he's had a team after the draft, he just immediately gives himself the. Rights to the championship. Like, I feel like it's both
just
times.
Just claims the trophy, like, 4 months prior.
I mean, last year I went 1-4 to start the year, and I won it all, so.
I went 0-4.
Nice flex. Nice try to slip that in there.
So, you don't know how it can turn out.
I play Will Eels first week. I don't know. He's got a good team.
I don't like it. I hate his running backs.
Yeah. Isn't Sonny his...
it's like Sonny Michelle and... who's the other one?
Carson?
No, Lucas has him.
How do you know this already? We haven't even played.
Because I've been trying to get Chris Carson from Lucas.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who his other running back is. I think it might be...
I'm on it. Hold on. Take your time.
Maybe.
Just relax.
Tech guy, study, fact check.
Loading. Checky check. Sonny Michelle and Tariq Cohen.
Oh, ah, that's who it was. Carson, Cohen, similar. Close enough.
The flex is Tyler Boyd.
He's got good wide receivers.
Yeah.
Julio, Odell, Tyler Boyd.
I don't know if I like his team anymore. Who's his quarterback?
Patty.
See, that? But that's just the problem when he... Well,
That's the price you pay by going to get Patty.
Yeah, is... He also went 2 wide receivers. If you're going to get Patty, I think I probably would have gone...
You can't go wide receiver, quarterback.
Yeah. You have to get a running back in the first three, especially because the wide receiver is so much deeper.
Uh-huh.
I got Nick Smith. Our teams are pretty similar. My only issue, I feel like, is quarterback play.
Uh-huh.
I got Jameis going. So.
Oh, gosh. You waited so long.
I find Jameis better than Dak. Keep in mind, I had Andrew Luck, but his dumbass retired, so.
What did the poll say on that? Better fantasy quarterback?
It was like 60-40 Dak. But
you know Dak's projected the most fantasy points this week?
Over Patty?
And Dak is nowhere near the best quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that's
so.
Same. Projections don't lie, people.
You're the projections guy.
Yeah.
Big three we did.
I'm trying to make it sure it's all the anything I will.
Okay, let's get...
it's because your wide receiver 2 sucks.
True. Chef's going to go off, baby.
You want to talk about some college football? So we already talked about that Miami Florida game, that just terrible display of football.
That was Hurricane Dorian.
See, that's the problem with at the U.S. Open. I could like not watch any college football, which sucked. Yeah. Like the first weekend, I just wanted to sit down and just watch college football. I watched a quarter of the South Carolina North Carolina game. That's the only college football I watched.
Yeah, that sucks. Georgia Tech Clemson. That was a big Thursday night game. I think we all know that went exactly like most people thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really miss anything.
No, I mean, they hung in there for the first, like, I think it was like the first three drives. They went like, Clemson went 2-3 and outs and like a fumble or something. But then Georgia muffed a punt, gave it right back to them.
Do you see Georgia Tech lifting weights in the pregame?
Yeah.
They brought weights out to warm up somewhere like
curling. I'm surprised more teams don't do that.
Just to like get jacked up?
Just to get like a pump in before you start. Makes you feel better, probably. I don't know. Maybe you should do that for basketball.
No. I'm lower body all day. Why would you bench press when you can squat?
Crickets.
I'm just kidding. Okay, that wasn't funny. No. our first upset pick. Jake, you had this one. I wanted it. You had BYU over Utah. Utah won 30-12. Good job, Jake. Do you see that game or no?
Before you give me a sarcastic good job, let's look at both of your upsets. Actually, let's narrow it down on your upset.
I'm going down.
You picked Vanderbilt over Georgia.
Yeah.
We'll get there. Bad pick.
I saw a tweet that said, every year, week one, I look up and Florida A&M is down 50-plus points to another FBS team. And that was really accurate. I related to that. UCF beat them 62-0.
Did you laugh?
On Saturday. Yes, I chuckled. Or maybe like I did that thing where you breathe heavy.
I don't really relate to that one, I'm going to be honest.
I always, every time I think about it, I just think of Florida A&M getting dragged by somebody.
I don't think.
Aren't they the dragons or something?
No, like the
snakes. It's like cobras. Rattlesnakes.
I think it's rattlers.
Rattlers.
FAMU.
Yeah.
Their colors are so bad. Yeah. It's like the green, orange, and yellow. It just doesn't look good.
That's like their like color scheme is what you would make is if you had like a custom Road to Glory team or something,
yeah,
and you were in like the third grade maybe.
I don't even know if that's third grade material.
It's like kindergarten neon stage.
That's like my 3-year-old cousin. I like those colors.
Wisconsin beat South Florida, who we might see play this weekend, coming to Georgia Tech, 49-0.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, Jake, why might we be going to Georgia Tech this weekend?
We're going to go to the football game.
Right. We might go to the football game.
Might.
Do you know why we might be in Atlanta, though?
Because we live here?
Yes, because we live here.
Is there something you're not telling us that?
I guess we'll just save that one for a little later. Stay tuned, because there's something we're not telling you.
No, don't leave me in suspense.
We've already told you guys.
But the real ones will remember.
I don't know now.
You'll find out later. At the end of the first quarter, in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, what was the score between Alabama and Duke?
I have zero clue.
14-0.
It was 0-0.
At the end of the first quarter?
At the end of the first quarter. What was the score of the end of the game?
42-3.
42-3, correct, Jake. Alabama.
Say that.
Do you know how Tua played? I think Tua had a pretty good game, but I mean, he was also against Duke. He was 26 for 31.
He threw like 5 touchdowns, didn't he? 4 maybe?
4 touchdowns. 5 incompletions, 4 touchdowns, 336 yards.
Most impressive quarterback of the week was Jalen Hurts.
Oh, he went off, didn't he?
If he had our fantasy, like just standard fantasy scoring, he would have had 61 fantasy points.
Oh, you calculated that out? Nice.
Real quick. You can't tell me you don't look. If you play fantasy, you don't look at football stats and immediately think how many fantasy points.
Not yet, because we haven't played a game yet.
It's always on my mind.
I'm not smooth like that yet. I will be by like week 6.
It's week. The NFL hasn't started. I'm already in.
Ohio State let Florida Atlantic score 21 points on them, so that kind of sucks.
Justin Fields is also awesome.
Yeah, he had...
I don't like Justin Fields. I have no reason to not like him. I just don't like him.
I like some of the other quarterbacks better. I like Tua a lot better than him, obviously. Not just, like, for how good they think they are. Just, like, I like him better. Joe Burrow had 5 touchdowns for LSU.
Who'd they play? Southern?
Georgia Southern. Final scores. There were 58 combined points between the two teams. What do you think the score was?
Wait, 58 combined points.
58 combined points.
49-8.
Good guess.
42-16.
Wait, how many combined points?
58.
53-5. 55-3. Ah, that was close.
53-5.
I mean, I thought they maybe got a safety and a field goal.
Okay.
That's so bad.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible.
Did you see the thing about the Georgia Southern quarterback with the crack?
Yeah, where he almost got arrested.
Yeah, or like bird poop on his car.
Yeah,
he got detained for it. How do you mistake? Like, when have you ever looked at
bird poop? Can you explain the story?
Okay, so
you didn't hear it.
I'm not sure exactly how it worked. I don't know if he was, like, sitting outside of his car or just, like, hanging out, or if he was in it. But a cop came up, and he had bird poop on his car. And the cop mistakenly thought it was cocaine and arrested him. I don't know. When's the last time that you saw bird poop? It was like, oh, that could be cocaine. There's a strong chance that's cocaine. Like, how do you get that wrong? Mac, day's out.
Mac, are you tired, buddy?
Yes.
It's okay. You need more sleep at night. No, but that's crazy. There's a lot of fan support, though, I saw from, like, Southern fans. They really wanted
to. Everyone said, like, he's, like, when they heard the news, like, oh, he's not the type of kid.
Yeah, like, there's no way. I saw that, too.
By the way, me and Seti switched seats in the studio today, so trying something new.
It probably wasn't a good idea to put Mac in the nice chair, so because he's going to fall asleep over there.
Yeah. I normally chill in the corner in this, like, luxurious, relaxing armchair.
I like being in this chair more. I don't know. I feel more official.
Yeah, I do. I kind of feel empowered sitting up here.
Yeah, that's why you sit here and we sit up
here. Fair enough.
Yeah, we named Sut our studio bitch today because he's always he's always getting the door and turning off the lights for us. So thanks, Sut.
You're welcome, guys. I'm honored. Penn State beat Idaho 79-7. That's embarrassing.
Penn State beat who?
Idaho. 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 79-7. And Idaho scored the seventh, scored their touchdown in the fourth quarter.
That's sad.
Little in-state rivalry. Iowa State played Northern Iowa. Iowa State only won 29-26 in triple overtime.
I missed that game. Sounds like a game.
Iowa State's ranked. I think 21st.
Those are like the two most Cinderella teams in March Madness history. Iowa State and
I'm gonna say no on that.
Yeah,
I'm shutting that down.
Yeah, that's
Northern false. Iowa had one run maybe. Well, they won like 2 games.
Northern Iowa beat
Northern Iowa had 2.
They beat Texas,
they
right?
Beat Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, they beat Caruso's team.
Mm.
Or maybe Caruso's team beat them. They played Caruso's team though when he was still bald.
Yeah, that was the game where they scored like 12. They,
somebody
points.
Came back.
It, like, is it the Northern last, Iowa? Yeah, in the last minute, they scored like 12 points or something crazy. That was like wild.
That. Syracuse beat Liberty.
Yeah, but like that's like one.
Yeah, they won one game.
No, Iowa did it twice.
Okay, Cinderella teams, first team that comes to mind. For me, it's like George Mason or Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah,
okay, Florida Gulf Coast had one run. So.
Yeah, but that's one you remember.
Mason went to the Final Four.
Yeah, I'm not vibing with that one either. But Northern Iowa had like one game. I consider Cinderella team that makes the Final Four. I mean, recently it's got to be Loyola Chicago.
Oh crap! Yeah,
that's two.
George Mason made the Final Four in 2006.
Okay, that's throwing it away. Maybe UConn.
When UConn was like the 8
seed.
Yeah,
UConn and Syracuse both had like when they were both 9 or 10 seeds, if they went far.
VCU went to the Final Four in 2011.
Yeah, when they had Baldy, what's his name?
Van Vliet?
No. Coach.
No, that was Wichita
Shaka.
State.
Yeah. Is he bald? Yeah.
Wait, no, that was coach. Wichita State. Who was VCU's State. Coach?
I think it was another bald guy.
VCU Final Four coach. Yeah, it was Shaka Smart.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Wichita State doesn't have... Wichita State just has a different coach. It's Greg Marshall. It's just a different guy. That VCU team, I forget who they had, but he's at Texas now. Nebraska played a close game with South Alabama. They only won 35-21.
And everyone was hyping up. Was I the one that said Nebraska was overrated? Yeah. I don't know who did, but oh, then I'm right. But everyone was like hyping them up. Like, I don't know what changed from last year when they went.
They're like average.
4-8, and like they didn't change coaches. They had Scott Frost last year too. Uh-huh. Like, I don't. What do you expect? Whatever. Right again.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, 20-23 passing with 330 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns.
That's a good game.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think that Oklahoma can have 3 consecutive Heisman winners?
Can they? Yes. Will they? No.
Who do you think will win it? Just not Hurts?
Yeah. Tua, Trevor, maybe. I mean, that's who I'm putting my money on.
Because if Hurts doesn't win it, they've got Spencer Rattler coming in too.
The problem is Hurts doesn't have the passing to keep up with that.
Uh-huh.
Like, he'll win games. I think they're going to have a good year winning-wise. I don't know if he's got the passing, like, skills to win a Heisman.
He's definitely not as, like, overall talented as some of those other guys.
Although, I'd love to see him do well. I don't know. I like him.
Yeah, just how he handled the whole situation last year.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, I don't blame Saban for starting 2 over him. It probably was the right decision, but Jalen handled it well.
And then last game on the slate was the Notre Dame-Louisville game, which we kind of talked about a little bit.
Terrible game.
It really wasn't
Dude,
a
those
great
three
game.
Turnovers in a row were so funny.
We couldn't move the ball. Like, we decided to do, like, halfback draw every play, and we got stopped.
The first drive was impressive, and then after that it slowed down.
Yeah, the quarterback for Notre Dame, he did not play well.
He didn't look yet.
It was, like, 14-14 through, like, the first, like, 10 minutes. I was like, oh, this is going to be a high-scoring game, and then Louisville scored 3 points the rest of the game.
In the fourth, too. Like, it stopped moving for sure. Yeah, upset of the week picks. Going 0-3 was kind of a drag.
Yeah, let's talk about... We already got on to me for my pick for some reason.
Yeah,
let's get on to your pick.
I tried to skip the Georgia Vanderbilt game.
Yeah, do you want to explain your Georgia Vanderbilt pick and what happened in that game?
I mean, it was never really my pick in the first place.
Dude, you took them. You could have chosen many other games. Oh, we also
Well,
mentioned...
I couldn't have chosen any other game because I wanted the BYU-Utah
Well, that's
game.
Your fault. Well, that would still have been wrong. Our honorable mention was me and Mac both agreed that USF Wisconsin could be a close game. I think Wisconsin won like
I said that Wisconsin won 49-0.
Yeah, and that we all mentioned that as a solid honorable mention. So we'll give us 0-4.
That was the one I think I said. Oh dang it! I should have taken that one.
The which one?
The USF Wisconsin one.
Yeah. We'll be better this week. Although this week, when we get it to it later, there's not many good options. Just saying.
Whatever. I trust in my belief to pick a good game. I believe in myself.
Should we start? I think we should start keeping track and like putting out rankings after each week.
For what? Like, outside
just,
of the week?
Yeah.
Like to see who wins between us?
Just see who's got the best record at the end of the year.
Basically, I won the upset week thing because I had
No,
the
you
closest.
Didn't.
They were the closest.
That's we all like, all in one. It's just tied.
You have to call it.
Yeah. But, like, I think we got us. I think upset should be like 8-9 difference in rankings. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Just so we don't have people pick like 9 versus 6 upsets.
Okay. NFL starts Thursday night. Packers versus Bears. Who you got?
I like the Bears, but I hope Devontae Adams has a good game.
Why is everyone high on the Packers now? I just saw a ranking come out and one guy said.
See, I'm questioning the same thing for the Bears. Everyone's so hot on the Bears. I don't know.
I think pretty good.
I don't trust Trubisky.
It's just their defense.
Yeah.
Defense is so good. Trubisky, don't disrespect my North
Carolina
team.
I'm not disrespecting him. I'm just saying I don't think he's a playoff quarterback right now.
He doesn't have a lot of receivers either.
I mean, he's got Allen Robinson, Tariq Cohen is a back. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah,
point proven.
Yeah, he's not loaded, but, I mean, he's got some good weapons around him.
David Montgomery.
Yeah, they're just talking about the
defense.
Anthony
Miller.
Taylor Gabriel. Trey Burton.
Is he still on the Bears?
Yeah, he is.
Tough.
It's unfortunate.
Prayers up. Trey Burton. Hernia.
You see Kevin Hart got in a car accident?
Yeah, major back injury.
I don't know why. Just thought of it.
Seriously? Is he okay?
I don't know. I didn't really look into it. I just saw major back injury, but then I saw something about him like joking about it in the hospital, so I figured he was okay.
What a loss for the culture that would be.
Yeah, Kevin for Hart. Real. It was some weird story, too. Like, he let his friend drive his car, and his friend... crash car, I don't know, something weird like that.
Stay safe, Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm. Prayers up.
Have you seen the like I guess you would call it a skit of him with, like, Miss Green and his teacher. You remember that?
No.
Okay, that's a story for another time. We'll get there one day.
Yeah.
Do you want to change it up? Do you want to start? You got a lightweight?
No, let's do... Do you want to go into... We just talked about this past weekend. Do you want to go into next weekend?
Sure.
All right, let's start with NFL. Let's start with your top 10 NFL teams.
Just list them?
Yeah.
Do we want to make our upset picks this week?
We'll do it in a sec. Let's do that when we get segments.
Top 10 NFL teams. Jeez, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I clearly put it in the... You guys don't read what I send you.
Should we just do top...
Just let's just think of some top
Wait,
teams.
Wait, no, let's do bottom 3.
You know what? I'm going to give you my top worst 10 because
teams.
I wrote them down.
Worst team. Me and Mac will do worst teams, worst and then three. You can do top 10.
Okay, and then you can just agree with me and tell me I'm good, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So top 10, I've got Patriots,
Terrible
Chiefs.
Pick. Hold on, back up.
Patriots suck. Is one of the best?
System yeah. quarterback. They're washed.
Are you doing 2-3? Just 2-3 only.
Patriots, Chiefs, Saints, Chargers, That's Eagles, four, Rams, five, six, Vikings, seven. Falcons, Cowboys, Browns.
Browns?
Put them in my top 10.
Reach.
Wow.
Reach.
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 Hey.
That's not the correct use of term.
Worst teams in the National Football League.
Give us your first pick.
This is me stalling right here.
I'll go.
Okay.
The Bengals.
The Bengals. Like those podcasters we watch.
Exactly. That proves my point.
What about those podcasters? What do they do?
Alright, so when we were like first developing and we were still bright and young, we were looking for like
ideas. We were so young and innocent.
No, we are highly experienced podcasters.
We know what we're doing now, but before we didn't.
We were just exploring names that we could start with before we came with Bush League. And we're like, oh, maybe Double Bogey, and like we searched that in the Instagram.
No, it was Fumble Rooski.
Fumble Rooski.
And we searched domain on Instagram, so you took it, and they did. So we clicked their account as a podcast. And they just watch Red Zone Live and do a live, like, read on what they're actually doing.
And it was like...
It's just awkward talk.
It was like a Juju Smith, like, moss someone, and he goes, oh, he got mossed. And I do just quickly, yeah, he got mossed.
That was a good one.
Yeah, you want a drink or something?
Waterfall.
No, you can't.
Okay, I'm taking my... I'll do my bottom three since you guys don't have yours. I'm doing Dolphins, Bengals, and Lions.
No.
Wait, we were going one at a time.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
I think
you guys had just read the plan and followed what I said to do.
Okay, I think the Raiders suck. The Raiders are trash.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I mean, they've got AB, Josh Jacobs. Derek Carr is not, he's not good. He's not terrible, though.
Okay, the Raiders are going to have a terrible year. That's hot take. Flaming hot take.
I'm saying the Cardinals not going to be good first year with Kyler.
I agree with that.
The quarterback is so short.
Their receivers are really young, except Larry.
Their coach is really good looking, though, right? Cliff.
Oh, Cliff.
That's a good-looking dude.
It's good-looking water you got there.
Yeah, I know. It'd be a shame if I were just to drink it real
cup.
Fast.
Just pour it in my cup a little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, Jake, get off your phone.
Shut up, nerd.
You're such a hypocrite.
Yeah, you are a little hypocrite.
No, we're talking about you.
Jeez. Way to deflect it.
You guys are the ones who I had written out the plan. You guys didn't follow it. Clearly, top 10 Someday. NFL teams. Because one of our friends requested it on our Instagram.
We don't care about your plan.
I figured we would give him what he wanted, but no.
We don't plan stuff here.
Yeah, we're just chit-chatting it up. Right? Right, guys?
That was stupid.
What do you want to do, Mac? You tell us what... Which we got a list of what we're gonna knock out this episode, and
upset.
We are gonna finish
upset.
It. Upset of the week.
Let's talk. Okay, let's
now,
start.
Wait, Mac wants upset of the week.
Okay, let's do upsets, but let's talk about upset? Week 2 games too, because there's some good games.
No, okay, like, Jake, what's your upset?
Right,
So I'll go second. Someone else go first. So you can go first since I took your pick last week.
Okay. Go ahead and give me Maryland versus Syracuse.
I had that written down. Okay.
You had that?
Yeah, it wasn't going to be it's not my top choice, but it's one of them. I agree with that.
Okay, so Maryland, obviously they played Howard last week, but they won 79-0.
Mm-hmm.
So just
see the like special thing for that?
What?
Their lineman that died last year.
Yeah, that was completely insensitive. I saw that post.
Yeah. Number 79.
They were like, the lineman who died was number 79, and they won 79-0 in his honor. Like, no, the coach literally killed him by overworking him.
Yeah, that was
I hated that. No, I've got Maryland's at home versus Syracuse. Maryland pounded Howard last week, and Syracuse only beat Liberty 24-0. Liberty's not, like, a powerhouse, obviously. So I'm going to take Maryland in that game. I like their quarterback, too. He had 4 touchdowns last week. I think he's a good player.
Okay. Is that, where is that at? At Maryland?
Yeah, it's at Maryland.
Go ahead.
Really? All right, my upset of the week is Nevada over Oregon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, they proved strong against Purdue, Jake's team, last week.
I would not say proved strong because Purdue is not good.
I'm going to basically upset Oregon because Justin Herbert's overrated.
Nevada's quarterback, Carson Strong, had 51 pass attempts last week.
Yeah.
So his arm could be a little sore. Advantage Oregon.
It was not a good game if you watched it.
No one watched the Purdue-Nevada game.
I mean, it was a Thursday night game. It only came on. Nope. All right.
What you got?
I've got 3 I'm debating between.
3?
Give us one. You definitely have to pick one, but then give us the others, too.
Okay. I'm going to tell you my 3 and decide after. So my 3 are Army at Michigan.
Uh-huh.
A&M at Clemson.
Don't pick that one.
And I think I'm going to go with this one. Cal at Washington. That's my upset pick.
Oh, I love Washington now. I'm a big Washington guy.
I like Washington too, but I don't know. Cal just got the upset vibes when I looked at that pick. So, yeah.
Jacob Eason's at Washington.
He is.
I want to see him do well this year.
I want to see Justin Fields do well.
Who do you think's better, Justin Fields or Eason?
Justin Fields.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I like Eason.
Let's talk about this Texas A&M Clemson game, though.
Yeah, this was an awesome game last year. Did you watch it?
At A&M this year, it's at Clemson.
This was the one that went to all those overtimes?
Yeah.
No, that was the LSU one.
No. Oh, that was Texas A&M LSU. Texas A&M Clemson, that was just so close, I remember. It came down to the end.
I think it was like a... There was a weird play at the end that, like...
Near the end, it was like, did he get in or not, maybe? Like, was he...
Hey, both of you guys are on your phones calling me a hypocrite. Maybe we should get off.
I'm looking up research of the Texas A&M LSU game.
Sure you are.
Nah, I'm kidding. I was checking the snap.
Shut up.
You just, like, say stuff that just, like...
I'm so thirsty, son. Please.
Just... You should provide your own water.
Share.
I went and got this one from downstairs before we started.
That water.
You're welcome.
I can take you to the water, but I can't make you drink.
Come on, man. Do you see Hugh Freeze coaching from the hospital bed?
That was awesome.
That was so funny.
I mean, coaching a Division I football game. He was basically FaceTiming his players at halftime and watching the film and stuff.
And he did the post-game interview.
From a hospital bed out of a window. Yeah, that was epic. What if we could get Hugh Freeze on the show? Bit of a reach.
That's not happening.
A man can dream, can't
he? He used to be at Ole Miss, right?
Yeah.
I'm parched.
Wait, hold on. Dude. Where is he now? Why can't I remember where is he now? I know
Liberty.
That's right, Liberty. And they played a home game for Syracuse, too.
Mm-hmm.
How did they get Syracuse? They have to pay them so much money.
Tennessee paid Georgia State $950,000 to come down. And
beat them. How did that not come up? That's talk about embarrassing.
Yeah, that sucks.
Tennessee has like some nice recruiting class members coming in too, and like I feel like you would just hate to see it.
You do hate to see it.
Shout out Remy Lazarus though on Georgia State, Kings Ridge alum.
True.
Yeah.
Respect. He started at safety. On a team that's better than Tennessee apparently.
Yeah. Go Vols.
You ever been in Knoxville?
I have.
When?
Touring.
When was it, Mac?
It was cold.
Oh, you guys went together November? Without me?
It was semi-cold. It was fall.
So, November.
This was before the podcast started. So.
That's really awkward. Breaking news from the Twitter. North Forsyth grad Colby Gossett has signed with the New England Patriots.
Whoa.
Congrats.
That's huge news. Wow. That's
league
awesome, guys.
League-altering news. No, he's an offensive lineman.
For the kid that asked for high school sports, there you go, buddy.
League-altering news. The NFL will never be the same now that Colby's in the league.
I have zero clue who that is.
I have no idea either.
Nor do I. How did you find that out?
For South County News.
Oh, you're that guy.
What do you mean by that, huh?
You're just that guy.
At least I'm not a nerd. I didn't go to Fordham. Imagine going to Fordham for a whole summer camp.
Yeah.
Loser. Oh my goodness.
Imagine going to an Ivy League school. Nerd.
I could clap back right now, but I'm not going to.
Do it.
I'm going to hold it in. Nope, let's talk about the MLB playoff race. Which I'm sure everyone is jumping to hear about. Jake, who's the best team in the NFL right now?
I thought we were going over week two college football.
MLB. What?
We're jumping around too much.
Best team in the MLB right now?
Yankees. I'll be back.
I'm going to say Astros.
Mac, are you leaving?
I'm getting some water.
Selfish.
I've never seen a man so parched for no reason.
Yeah, let's just roast Mac.
Goes out and asks my mom, can I want her?
You go first. Let's roast Mac while he's gone.
Honestly, Mac's just straight.
He's so unprepared.
Yeah. He always comes in here with, like, fast food and stuff. It's so annoying.
Yeah, and it stinks, like, the whole room.
Yeah, like, our whole room smells like Culver's right now. He's always slurping on a soft drink.
Our room is so hot, right? I think we've already said that.
I think it's got to be from the heat rating away from his fast food.
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen someone eat more fast food than Mac.
Yeah.
Like, it's all times of the day.
His stomach's probably, like,
I know.
Insane. The stomach acid.
So gross.
Disgusting. Like, get on a diet or something. Just be careful about what you put in your body.
No. No wonder he's always so tired.
Exactly.
Eat your greens and you won't be tired.
Yeah, a Ferrari can't operate on the same gas as a dump truck, as the saying goes.
Ferrari don't run on diesel.
Right. You gotta be careful about what you put in your body.
Oh, what's up, Mac?
Hey, Mac. How you doing, buddy? You get the water?
Just talked to a big fan of the show, David Roth. Shout out.
We were just talking about how cool you are.
Don't drink too much.
Some good H2O.
Oh, gosh. That's cringy. Just MLB predictions.
Yeah. So now you can tell us about your MLB playoff race predictions.
I already told you who's winning it all.
You think the Yankees are winning it all?
The New York Yankees are winning it all.
It's a dumb pick.
Yeah, stupid. Are you just biased because they're in New York?
I actually hate the Yankees because I'm an O's fan, but...
talk about playoff race.
I've got the Dodgers. I'm just gonna go heavy favorite here.
Yeah, I think it's the Astros. Their pitching staff's too good.
Well, we all got a different one.
Even good job, guys. Watch
yeah, I don't give a flying flip about baseball.
Whoa!
All right, well, let's go back to college football. We never went over this. The new rankings came out this week.
Already?
Yeah. So
I'm obviously very
big jumps. Auburn up 6 spots to 10. Florida dropped 3 spots to 11. Oregon dropped 5 to 16.
Can we talk about the Auburn-Oregon game?
Yeah, in a second.
Did you see it?
No. I saw. Like, I mean, I heard about it, but I did not watch it, no.
Did you watch it, Mac? The ending was crazy.
It's bow time, baby.
Yeah, Bo Nix threw one up.
It was a lucky.
Did you see the picture?
It wasn't, like, any skilled-wise on his part. It was just a throw-up jump ball.
Did you see the picture of him celebrating with Cam, like, 5 years ago, and they won the
Natty. That was crazy. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow, Kobe White.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
That's crazy.
Let's do it at the same time. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
That's crazy, bro. Like, wow. Yeah, shout out Kobe White. But no, that was an awesome game.
Future guest.
Yeah, we'll get him one day.
I'm upset.
I'm upset
that Notre Dame jumped up to 8. As much of a fan I am, they don't deserve that at all. And I know we're going to lose to some unranked team this season based off last game, and then we're going to call a joke.
I'm really glad that Florida dropped 3 spots after beating...
I think they should drop more.
After beating Miami the way they did. I just hope they didn't stay the same, but...
That game was so bad. On so many levels.
Yeah, it sucked, really. The top 7 spots were unchanged.
Yeah, I mean, most of it's the same besides maybe a few up and down, nothing too major. Was there any upsets this past? I don't think there was any upsets.
Other than Tennessee, Georgia State.
Yeah, that's not an upset. I mean, it is, but like not
hot take.
Not,
Tennessee, Georgia State is
not ranking wise. It wasn't an upset.
I mean, Nebraska dropped out of the rankings.
No, they're still, there's 25 still.
Oh, they're like tied?
I think so. They dropped one spot.
Oh, then this has Iowa State dropping out. We're looking at two different polls. It's the AP top 25.
Yeah.
There's two teams at 25. They like didn't drop one of them.
You know what?
What?
I'm really interested to find out what you guys were talking about when I left, but I can just listen to it when we post this, so if you guys said something negative, better watch your back.
I mean, we literally just talked about MLB. Yeah. I mean, he talked about MLB.
Okay. Oh, okay. I believe you, but I mean...
You're not going to want to miss it. I gave some good insight.
I mean, I'll skip that part because it was definitely a boring part of the episode.
Because I wasn't there.
It was awesome.
Yeah, because what will we be without you, Mac?
I know.
Can we move on to our segments?
No. No. What do we talk about?
Like what?
Let's talk about this first week of NFL.
Excuse me?
Can you first say week again? Of NFL.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about some games.
Dude, I'm just ready for fantasy, honestly.
I am too.
Fantasy is more enjoyable than NFL.
Well, itself. Fantasy makes NFL enjoyable.
True. That should be your senior quote.
Fantasy makes NFL enjoyable. I don't know about that. I'm not feeling that one.
I like my fantasy score this week because I've got players like spread out. Like I've got some on Thursday night, a few at 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, Sunday night, and Monday.
I swear, my whole team always plays at 1 o'clock, and it's so annoying.
I'll be able to watch all my players.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the worst.
I said that to Venti, and he said it's stupid. Everyone plays. It doesn't matter what time. I'm like, no, because you don't want to like get all your points out. You got to have some hope towards
it. Yeah. There is something about having a Monday night player to lean back on. Even though it really doesn't matter, there's still a little.
Like I don't like having the Monday night, because then I have to wait the whole day. I like the Sunday night guys, so I can optimistically watch through Sunday, and then at least Monday morning, I know how my team did.
I like it because I feel like, majorly winning, and you still have a guy, you're like, well, if he doesn't get negative 20, I'll win. But like, if you're down by a lot, you're like, all right, if he gets 6 touchdowns and 500 yards, I win. Like,
I mean,
it's so fun.
The suspense of being down like a reasonable amount.
I like, don't know why, but like,
being down near the projection of the player that you have left on a Monday night, that is that is peak fantasy football adrenaline.
There's
you're down 8. And you've got a good tight end to play.
The worst is when you got like a kicker and you're down like 9. I feel like that always happens. The kicker on Monday night, it comes down to that.
And it's like he's got to have a productive week.
Like it's not fun to root for a kicker.
Yeah, that's true.
I like 4 o'clock games for some reason. I don't know why, but like I just when I think of 4 o'clock, I think of like the Seahawks or Cowboys playing at 4 o'clock, and it's just like not even for fantasy, but it's just like usually a pretty good game to watch. I don't know. And then something about like the coldness of the fall and then 60 minutes coming on after.
Dude, that was so specific.
So relatable.
Football's almost here, buddy. You're okay. You're going to be okay. I'm
so excited.
We'll get you there.
Gosh.
Who do the Falcons play week one?
I'm not sure. Let's talk about who are you taking in this.
The Falcons play the Vikings. Fact check.
That's a pretty good game.
Fact check.
Where is that at?
Fact check. Vikings.
Oh.
It's at Vikings. So you know Vikings?
Where?
Vikings.
Oh, Vikings.
Where's Vikings?
You know, just...
Minnesota, eh?
Up your butt and around the corner. Burn! Burn!
There's really not... Oh, Steelers-Patriots is probably the only decent game.
Packers-Bears is a good game.
Packers-Bears on a Thursday night?
We already talked about that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's not a good game. Giants play the Cowboys.
And?
Just a nice NFC rivalry.
I mean, it's going to be like Cowboys.
Texans-Saints? You're just going to ignore that one?
You're going to ignore that one?
I hadn't gotten to Monday night yet. I was still on Sunday.
Oof. Who's playing in that 4 o'clock slot?
49ers, Buccaneers, Lions, Cardinals, Giants, Cowboys, Bengals, Seahawks. See, Seahawks and Cowboys always have home 4 o'clock games. I don't know what it is, but like they just always give them those games.
Because it's West Coast.
Move your feet.
Are you going to play footsies?
Stop. I don't have shoes on.
I'm going to overpower you. Colts, Chargers. Who you got?
Chargers. Andrew Luck, I take Colts, but no.
He's playing, isn't he?
Yeah, he came back, decided he was unretired.
What luck.
That's so sad. He's my fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, that sucks. Like, actually, I saw a picture of a fantasy football team that had Melvin Gordon that started, Andrew Luck, Lamar Miller, Melvin Gordon, and one more dude, or like maybe even AJ Green or something. Like, he didn't know what he was doing.
That's sad. Yeah.
I know.
But that to me sounds like someone didn't prepare. Okay. I mean, so good, right? I guess you could still have, like, Andrew Luck, Lamar, and Melvin together is not super, like...
No, that's the unlucky part. It's the AJ Green part that you're saying.
I like... AJ Green went too early in our draft. Cade reached for him.
I was going to take him.
That was a consistent theme. Cade reached every round.
Yeah.
Once he took...
Josh Jacobs.
No, once he took Baker.
No, Josh Jacobs in the third was a reach. He reached for him pretty hard.
I got... In my other league with just... My other friends. I have the best
two. You have other friends? Are you kidding me?
I have the best two wide receivers in the league.
Kato's cheating on us with his friends in Florida, right?
Best fantasy football. Hopkins and Devontae Adams.
Okay.
How did you get them on the same
team? The draft, it was the... Let me pull up my team.
I mean, I guess if you have...
I wanted to tell you guys about this.
How many
12. People? It was the worst draft I've ever... been in my life, and it was awesome because I just kept waiting on all these good players to fall to me. I almost got Diggs in the third round.
Oh yeah, I was part of a draft like that this weekend too.
Seriously,
I got my Diggs in the fourth round of our draft.
Seriously,
yeah. So
10-man league, first three picks, I got Zeke. What kind of risky? Joe Mixon, and then Dalvin. Dalvin's my flex. That's
who are your wide receivers?
I got Keenan too.
Oh damn!
And Keenan Allen and Chris Godwin.
Who was this league with?
My shotgun friend.
You have other friends?
And then Baker's my QB and I got OJ.
You have other friends, though? Tell them to stop gassing you up in the comments. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying.
I clapped back at one of them. I clapped back, but I deleted it. I don't know if you guys saw that.
What'd you say?
One of I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I did see that, actually.
I clapped back and I deleted it really fast. I regretted it.
No one voted on our stuff from last week. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, rip.
I had one luck, though. Like,
yeah, I think... I think Mac takes a luck, and I took condiments. So.
No, you did not take condiments.
Yes, I did.
Yours are so basic.
I didn't take either.
I got one.
What was yours?
For day, so.
I got
from a Chicago friend.
No, I got from that one fan.
From where?
Huh?
Where do you meet him?
You want the name?
No,
we'll
no, don't.
No, free shoutouts.
Okay, well, pay for him.
I don't really. I don't care enough for you.
Do you guys want to hear about my draft?
Sure.
I got DeAndre Hopkins in the first round. Devontae Adams in the second round.
What pick do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So you have the 8 and 17 turnaround?
Yes. We can't see from that far. I can't.
So you can.
I mean, I can. I know who you're talking about because I post the picture. So.
You know where he's from?
No.
He's from the Fordham camp.
Exactly. Oh. Yeah, exactly. He's followed by you and you only.
I got DeAndre Hopkins first round, Devontae Adams second round, Kerryon Johnson third round, Josh Jacobs fourth round, Cooper Kupp fifth round, Carson Wentz sixth round, Mark Ingram, Vance McDonald. What? I like this pick. Kareem Hunt.
He's not playing till week 9.
Second half push. Kaimi Fairbairn. Marquez Valdez Scantling, who I have in both leagues.
Did he just get... No, never mind. That was a different
one. Lamar Jackson, who I have in both leagues. Kalen Ballage.
Kalen Ballage.
Kalen Ballage.
Butchered that name.
New England defense. Jordan Reed.
Okay, we've heard enough.
Hakeem Butler. Hold on. Last pick. Penny Hart.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop.
After about round like 6, it got boring.
Like most fantasy drafts do. Mm-hmm.
Is it about time to move into some segments?
Let's knock out some segments, yes, guys. Sir. Let's do it.
So we're going to give our upset of the week. Who's got some late weights? Anyone? I don't have one personally.
Me neither. I'm enjoying life right now.
Yeah. I had a late weight free week.
So what are you going to complain about?
You always have something to complain about. Some stupid.
Gosh, well now I think I might just keep it in.
No, share it with the world. Tell us how you feel.
No, I'm flexing. I don't have anything.
All right, over under.
Over under, let's go. What was our over under topic this week? Oh, I know. Drinks.
Drinks.
Like we liquid need... consumption.
Yeah. Yeah, drinks.
Drinks. What's your overrated, Jake?
My overrated is Gatorade.
Okay.
I think it's overrated, especially like when I'm playing. I don't like drinking it. It sticks in your mouth. I don't know if you guys have that. I might have a weird mouth, but it like sticks in my mouth.
What that mouth do?
Come on, man. More of a water guy. I don't know. Just think it's hyped up a lot. I'd rather have Powerade too.
I agree with that. Powerade greater than Gatorade.
So my overrated is Gatorade. Mac?
My overrated drink is Pepsi.
I thought about that. I like that.
Alana can agree with me on this one, but not a fan. I just had cherry Pepsi from Culver's earlier, and it wasn't the best, so
Pepsi. Pepsi's not bad. It's when you compare it to its partner in Coke that makes it overrated.
That's awkward. Overrated. Coca-Cola.
It's wrong. Stupid.
It's the name brand. It's just...
it's so good.
It's overrated.
I mean, it's not good
for you.
Yeah, well, obviously.
It's not good for you. It doesn't taste good.
Oh. I'll keep going. I'll finish after.
It's just overrated in general.
To stay on the not good train, Gatorade has more sugar than Coke, so...
okay, but both of them aren't good for you. Fine. Coke is worse. Coke is still worse, though.
Yeah.
What's your underrated?
Why don't you go run it back, Snake Drift?
Fine. My underrated's lemonade.
Okay. Mine goes kind of hand in hand with that.
Lemonade is it Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. All
right. There's my underrated guys, Arnold Palmer. Nice combination of lemonade and tea.
We're going to high five because that was cool.
High five.
Boo!
Mac, if you pick sweet tea as your underrated, you'll feel really cool.
Yeah, I feel empowered.
Yeah. My underrated drink is the Kool-Aid Burst.
So specific. You know, that's another cheese fries moment for me.
Yeah.
The Twisty.
Hot fries. Hot fries. You get those wrong every time.
It's like in the wax bottles, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hot fries, yep.
You remember the barrels? Do you remember like the little barrel jugs?
Yeah. Throw it way back. Can we do some honorable mentions?
Yeah. I was going to do... what was it? I just had it in my head.
I mean, my...
oh, go ahead.
My underrated is Forever Sweet Tea. I love sweet tea.
I don't think it's underrated.
Yeah,
though.
But exactly. Like, I'll always vouch for it.
I thought overrated Baja Blast soda version. The slushy I like. The soda version I think is a little overrated.
Fair enough.
My honorable mention of underrated is the Nesquik milk. Chocolate milk.
Yeah, Nesquik.
Chocolate milk in general is just solid.
Oh, I thought you were going to say overrated.
No.
I was like, heck no. I love chocolate milk. Can't go wrong with a good glass of chocolate milk.
Although it's
straight
really,
from a brown cow.
It's really easy to
That's
mess
how that works,
it up.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Wake up, Mackie.
I'm going to head out.
Any other honorable mentions?
No, I didn't. I was so confident that my picks weren't going to be taken that I just only picked one for each.
I did too.
I had
one
actually, but I wasn't going to say it. Thankfully, it's going to be an honorable mention.
Yeah. It's a good pick. All right.
Big three.
I'll randomize it.
Yeah, randomize it. It's probably going to be Jake Max, like it is every time. Every time we do it, Jake randomize it on his phone. I get last. He gets first. He takes one of mine. I only have three, so we better.
I've got a decent amount, but they're pretty basic, so. Oh, have we told him what it is?
Oh, it's
phone apps.
It's more specific. I mean, for me, it's really iPhone apps.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
If you got an Android, you suck.
Yeah, you are not worthy.
All right. Randomizing
just iPhone apps. Any of the apps on your
three
phone.
Three times. One. Two.
Here we go. Jake Mac Sutt. Here we go.
Mac Jake Sutt.
Oh. Of course.
All right.
Another one.
Lead us off.
All right. On the sports topic, with the first overall pick in the iPhone apps draft.
Big three
draft. Select ESPN Fantasy app.
Dang it. Okay, that's fair. Good pick.
Congratulations.
I like that too. All right.
Congratulations to Fantasy for being picked first.
Once football season comes around, my phone usage, the battery percent and graph it gives you at the end of each week, it's going to be number one at ESPN Fantasy.
Just sitting on Game Pass
exactly.
All Sunday. All right, my second pick, it's basic, but I don't want to get stolen, so I'm taking Twitter.
Dang it. I love Twitter.
It's such a good app.
Yeah, it is.
By far the best. It's so sweet, so innocent. All right, so give us two.
Okay. I had a social media alternate, so I'm just going to have to go ahead and take that. Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Just yeah, consistent.
You guys really thought of this, didn't you?
Well, I mean, I'm just taking the heavy hitter.
Yeah, I just had to take mine before it got taken. I've got a few up my sleeve.
Yeah, you knew I was going to take Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm a big Twitter fan, but Snapchat, you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just quality social media app. On the swing back, I'm going to take, it's kind of an app within itself. I'm going to take Game Pigeon.
Okay.
Game Pigeon, just a great way to play games with friends. 8-Ball Pool is my favorite.
I haven't played a Game Pigeon in a while.
We need some humble mentions after this, too.
Yeah, I've got a lot of
them. Okay. Game Pigeon.
All right.
Take your time, buddy. No rush.
Five.
Four, I don't know which one I'm doing.
Three, two, one, five, four.
I'll take TikTok.
Oh, God.
Just straight because it's like Vine and I think it's funny.
I miss Vine.
That's the only reason I love TikTok is because it like just gives me Vine.
Excuse me?
I'm pretty adamant on
TikTok. It's a good app. I mean, there's some weird stuff on there, but there's some good Vine-worthy stuff that's on there, too, that I like, so I'll take that.
Okay, Mac
for two.
Oh, hi, Grant.
We have a Grant came in, a little creeper in. Grant's actually TikTok famous, if you want to go check out my TikTok.
No, it's not. Mac, what's your big three looking like?
All right. My, what pick is this?
Second and third.
You finished yours off.
One, two, three, four. With the sixth overall pick.
Ha ha ha.
Shut up. It's
your turn. Just say it.
Is the Maps app.
Oh,
I couldn't get anywhere in this world.
I agree with that. I had that on my list.
It could be like the safest place in the world. Like even SAT, I take it at West every single time, but I'll still map it in the morning, like just so I'm not late and I see what time I get there. Like I need this app.
I can't believe I didn't think about that because I love the Maps app. I use it all the time.
I even like I'll just use it like if I'm
when
like
I'm bored.
Like, someone be like, okay, I don't do that, but someone be like, hey, have you heard of this? And like I'll just like try and find it on my phone.
Exactly.
Like just you click the little satellite version.
It's a little safety blanket.
Yeah.
But I also get another pick. So my third pick is going to be the Chick-fil-A app. I get a lot of points off when I eat there, and I've gotten a lot of free meals lately, which is very...
Congrats.
Very world, so.
That's awesome,
thanks,
Mac.
Chick-fil-A.
Pretty cool.
Your pick.
Ugh. I'm going to take Spotify.
Okay.
Actually, can I combine Spotify now? Just music apps? Like, just combine
no.
Spotify now with music?
No.
You're going to take Apple Music, your last one.
Well, I wanted to.
I think I should combine them.
No, you can't do that.
I'm taking music apps as my
No,
Spotify.
You can't.
Fine, you can copy me in my last pick. I'll take Spotify.
No, because then I'm going to have to copy you twice.
Yep, sucks.
No, you take Spotify, but you can't take Apple Music, too.
Taking Spotify.
Okay, fine. Do it.
Because you can listen to us on there, and that's what I use for all the music when I'm driving and everywhere, so take that.
Okay. I'm going to get a little creative here. I'm going to go settings. The settings app is just the key to the iPhone in general. You click on it, brightness, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all goes through the settings app. You determine your notifications, wallpaper.
Dude, I go on settings like once when I get my phone and I don't touch it again.
Battery. That is not true. You definitely go on settings all the time.
When would I go on settings?
Just every day when you go on settings. I'm going to take settings for my third pick.
That was dumb.
Honorable
so
mentions.
Creative.
The last pick of the draft was that.
I'm
Apple Music is obviously an honorable mention.
Yeah, I already checked that. Safari, just classic.
I prefer Google Chrome.
I don't have Google Chrome on my phone.
Google Chrome's faster.
Okay, I like the weather app. You always got to plan your outfit for the next day, see if it's going to be rainy or going to be super hot. Can't
I never go on the weather app.
I use it, but not for... Yeah.
Baseball, like we checked that for the weather.
Yeah.
Games going to cancel.
2048 is an iconic app for me. I love that game.
iMessage.
I mean, okay.
You're telling me that you can...
The phone app.
You said settings.
Yeah, you said settings. You can say nothing.
I don't like the pick, but I don't like yours either, so I'm going to say both.
Instagram, another social media, basic, but could pick up.
simple.
The Wells Fargo app. Honorable mention.
Not everyone has that because yeah. Not everyone has that bank.
So. I prefer Bank of America, so.
I'm Chase.
Oh, a little rivalry between the three of us.
Oh, and then the new app too, the Measure app, you know, that you pull up on your phone, and you can just like measure how far.
Verbal meme.
Is.
I don't use that though.
Spider-Man like shooting.
So what from who?
The three of us having different apps.
The length of Jake's computer.
I'm lost.
On the measuring app.
Oh.
We're moving on. Does that wrap up our big three?
Yep. Anyone? I mean, unless you have another honorable mention.
Head soccer. I thought you guys were going to branch into some games.
I just haven't played a lot of games recently. Flappy Bird, iconic.
8-Ball Pool, I thought of too. Yeah. Mini Clip.
It's that one game called Temple Run. Temple.
Yeah. Until you could hack it and just like leave it on all night, and then it got just, everyone ruined it.
The home screen was really an iconic.
That's not an app. So you strike me as a big FaceTime guy. You use a FaceTime app a lot.
Really? No, not... Okay. No.
Do you know what app I do want to try since me and Jake have been meditating...
Omegle.
...a couple days a week for preseason baseball? Yeah. It's the Calm app.
Oh, I've used that.
Relax you for like 15 minutes. I want to start trying that, so...
I used to do that on the bus before games. It was hard, though.
With everyone yelling.
Could never get comfortable.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about our next week's episode. We teased you guys a little bit earlier, but...
Just pranked you guys so hard by teasing you.
We have Jesse Alvarez coming on.
Oh, yeah. Juan Alfredo. Jose Alvarado, the one who plays at Georgia Tech, the starting point guard.
I think that's a great tactic. It's just... me and Mac were talking about this earlier. Just
me and Mac were talking about this earlier.
I talked to both you several occasions, so...
Oh, God.
So well, we're now just, me and Jake are talking about it now.
We're all three talking about it. But just never get his name right. Just some different formation every time you say something to him.
Yeah, we're going to try to bungle his name.
All like J names and all A.
Jason Alexander. It's going to get so far away from Jose Alvarado. It's going to be John Adams. Jeffrey Armstrong.
We'll go so far off.
I say we just get to like by the time the interview's done, just like Jake Roth. Just by the time
Jeremiah Allen.
Like Georgia Tech.
All right,
we want to thank Georgia Tech for coming on the pod.
Let's call him a nerd because he goes to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, nerd,
geek.
All right, well, yeah, we have his real name is Jose Alvarado. So you want to explain a little bit?
Yeah. So basically, we just kind of I kind of Instagram DM'd him.
Yeah, it was all your idea.
Yeah, it was completely...
Not my idea at all.
Yeah. So I DM'd him on my personal account. He responded to me on my personal account, so I DM'd him. And we're planning on going to Georgia Tech's main gym this weekend. We're going to interview him, make fun of him, learn more about him, introduce him to our viewers. Yeah, Jose... Juan Allen, we're really excited.
Hopefully he doesn't flake.
Yeah, he's been kind of inconsistent with his communication, so hopefully he owns it.
We should just pay him, like $10.
No, we're not paying him. Actually, no, we should pay him.
Or he could pay us.
Yeah. It's a privilege.
Or you could pay him.
I mean, I'm not paying him. If he wants to come on for free, then just
come get me my money.
Show me my money. Georgia State walking into Tennessee. Verbal meme. Show me my money. I love that one. Alright, I'm gonna head out. Right? You gotta head out?
I'm
gonna head out. Alright, I'm gonna head out. Jake, time to head out?
Yeah, I'm gonna go sleep. I'm tired.
You completely messed it up.
Alright, thanks guys for
I got the meme, guys. Don't make fun of me. I understood
today's
it.
Episode
8. I'm gonna head out.
Deuces.
Deuces.
Peace.
Say it. Oh, God.